This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission says President Emmerson Mnangagwa has won this week's election as the ruling party maintains control of the government. First vote after the fall of longtime leader Robert Mugabe. A story now from VOA's Anita Powell in Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has narrowly won Zimbabwe's presidential election, getting just 50.8% of the vote, officials said Friday. After a historic poll, the first in decades without longtime leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. The announcement came after four tense days that saw violent opposition protests in the capital that left six people dead. Both of the main presidential rivals claimed victory shortly after Monday's vote. And defeated opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa says he will challenge the result, which his party says is fake. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
United States is closely watching Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf and says it will maintain freedom of navigation through the strategic waterway that Iran has threatened to block. U.S. Navy defends sea traffic norms which allow passage through the narrow strait. Located on the eastern edge of the Persian Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most important export routes. Ankara, vowing to hit back against Washington's sanctions on Turkish justice and interior ministers in connection with the detention of American Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson on trial on terrorism and espionage charges for links to followers of U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is blamed by Ankara for the 2016 failed coup and whom Turkey is seeking to extradite. News of U.S. sanctions saw Turkish financial markets falling, with the lira hitting record lows amid fears Washington could topple the economy. This is VOA News. United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen is planning to invite warring parties to Geneva, that would be next month, to discuss a framework for peace talks. Martin Griffiths told the Security Council a political solution to end the war in Yemen is available, urged world powers to support the new push for peace negotiations.
These consultations will provide the opportunity for the parties, among other things, to discuss the framework for negotiations, to agree on relevant confidence-building measures, and specific plans for moving the process forward.
The latest attempt, or the last one, at peace talks for Yemen, broke down in 2016. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Malaysia, first stop of an Asia tour expected to focus on promoting free trade, pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. During his visit, Pompeo will press countries to keep up pressure on North Korea's via sanctions. Since President Trump met North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in June, U.S. officials have been optimistic that Pyongyang will give up its nuclear weapons. China's Religious Affairs Administration says it will be investigating claims a high-ranking Buddhist monk may have been involved in sexual harassment. Reuters' Grace Lee reporting.
Abbot Shi Cheng is being accused of sexually harassing nuns and coercing them into sex, all revealed in a document leaked by two former monks. Shi Cheng is the head of the Buddhist Association of China, the youngest person to ever hold that position, with more than a million followers on the Chinese social network Weibo. He's also a political advisor to the government and the latest case of a prominent figure accused of sexual misconduct in China. The 95-page document reveals extensive details with screenshots of explicit text messages allegedly sent by Shi Cheng, telling nuns they could be purified through physical contact and that sex was part of their study of religious doctrines.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Tens of thousands of high school students protesting across Bangladesh for a fifth day after two teenagers were killed by a speeding bus. Education Ministry has closed high schools across the country, promised to take their demands for increased road safety into account. Organization of American States is putting the death toll from more than 3 months of anti-government protest in Nicaragua at 317. 23 minors and 21 police officers are among the dead. Protests erupted in April when President Daniel Ortega announced changes in the country's popular pension system. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.